I had to get my singing voice warmed up. This shit's for God.
This one's for you, Jesus. This one's for you, baby.
Oh yeah, you can tell that's coming from the soul. That's from my soul, baby.
I'm sitting up in church, we just kicking the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's nice, I'm daydreaming about the day we'll meet in heaven. Yeah, Jesus, ain't that right? Oh, you're looking so toned up on that cross. Got a sleek swimmer's body, nothing soft on Jesus. The body of Christ is what I'm seeing. Ooh, Jesus, wanna be him. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, who's gonna save me? You, Jesus, baby, take me, baby. Take me to the place that I need to be. By your side, alright, gonna wash your feet. Ooh, skin so soft, feeling so nice. This is really gonna rock, keep me warm at night. I wanna feel you deep inside me, Jesus. Shut up the lights, yeah, 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 that's alright. I wanna get down on my knees and please Jesus. Yes, cause my man, Jesus needs it. Get your salvation all over my face. Yeah, baby, complete it. Ooh, I'm a heathen, chastise me, baptize me. Teach me how to be a neighbor. Jesus, baby, I'm your waiter. Coming here to serve you now and later. One time, two times, three times, my savior. Just don't walk out that door tonight. Come on, Jesus, lift the sheets, hit the lights. I used to pray to you when I would write you letters. Do you remember it? Ooh, babe, I can feel you trembling. Don't be scared, this is between you and me, Jesus. I wanna believe it, make me believe it. You know I need it, and I know you need it. So let's both achieve it, and let's go for it, Jesus. I'll be your number one zombie, I'll bring joy when my stream hits the lips of every little boy. So put your crown on the dresser, stop your fretting. I'll massage away every single bit of your stress. And let me teach you a lesson for once, give you a hug. Toss your shirt off for a lesson in love. Come on, don't be afraid, wear your loincloth, your spare one. I'll braid your hair, son, I don't care, cause I'm throwing you a party. Let's get loud, it must be dirty in those clouds. Let me wash your shroud, gonna make you look nice. Gonna please you once, then twice. That's the real second coming of Christ. Feel me? I know you will, cause we're so like-minded. Let's hop in the shower, do the water, the wine trick. Let your cares go free, don't be embarrassed. See, we were made to be together, just you and me.
Yeah, Jesus, baby, hey,
it's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth
loose,
wrap me
in my
phone.
It's
like a
milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I have a lot of great stuff to share with you, but at the top of the program, I thought we'd play another installment of What the Fuck is Raymond 14 Talking About? If this is your first time listening to the show, Raymond 14 is what I call a U-tard. Meaning he's retarded and on YouTube. A deadly combination. Anyways, he records videos, and it's hard to figure out what exactly Raymond 14 is talking about. Usually we can sort of piece together what he means, but occasionally it's just babble. Take a listen to this and tell me, what the fuck is Raymond 14 talking about?
It's not so funny pickle surprise. It's like a pickle surprise. A pickle surprise is about 3,000 times bigger than a Rick Roll. Rick Rolls are ultimately deadly in force. I mean, they are ultimate fatality.
Now, I should mention here, I know what Rick Rolling is, and I even know what Pickle Surprise is. You know, that video, just search for Pickle Surprise on YouTube. What I don't understand is how Rick Rolling is equated to Mortal Kombat fatality moves.
Rick Rolls are ultimately deadly in force. I mean, they are ultimate fatality. They're like Mortal Kombat.
Sure, Raymond.
It's like Mortal Kombat. Flawless victory, fatality. It's like...
What? I love it when Raymond 14 even laughs at his own babbling.
Excites!
Yeah, he liked that.
It's like Ultimate Gamers Paradise.
All right. Thank you very much, Raymond 14, for that, whatever that was. We'll check back in with you later this week, I'm sure. Hey, I've been in the mood to call some phone sex lines. You know, was it last year I called the granny phone sex line and had her shitting down my mouth, my gullet? That was fun. I don't know what type of phone sex line to call now. So I've been looking. When I was younger, I used to love to just, because I was a sad, horny, lonely boy, I would call just random phone sex lines just to hear the introduction, right? And some of them were funny. And so I was doing that today. But first of all, I ran across a website called extremefetishes.com, which has a lot of phone whores willing to talk to you. My favorite being Roxy. She says, "Hello there." Nice. "My name is Roxy, and you can find me at extremefetish.com/Roxy. But be aware," and, you know, the spelling of aware is comical. A-W-A-I-R. Look, she does phone sex for a living. She's not an English major. "I am a fetish whore, and what you see on that page will be extreme. I enjoy gore, scat, extreme penetrations, blood play, toilet fetishes, branding, voyeur, snuff, and anything else extreme and nasty. I'll do anything to get my kicks off, and that means fun times for both you and me. Just earlier, I was giving myself an enema, and then after I was all clean in my asshole, I stuck jelly up my ass and let my canine lick it out. It sure did feel good, but I wish you were here to lick it out instead." Let me bookmark this page, because I think we might have to talk to Roxy. I was earlier just trying to input, you know, numbers that spelled stuff, like 1-800-WET-SHIT.
"Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT, the best place to talk about sex and more."
I'm guessing it's the "and more" part that would interest people. If you're going to call 1-800-WET-SHIT, it's not so much the sex, it's the wet shit you're looking for.
"If you're ready for action right now, enter your access code or credit card number now."
Unfortunately, 1-800-WET-SHIT no longer exists. I think that number goes to a, Chase Bank customer service line or something. It's an unfortunate number. I actually tried to find some phone sex lines on my own by, you know, using the keypad on the phone to spell out words. Like, I think I used 1-800-SHIT-SEX or SCAT-SEX or something like that.
"I'm here with my panties around my ankles as I wait to release my golden stream."
Well, I said SCAT-SEX, not water sports sex. I hate when they do that.
"Well, I don't know how much longer I can hold it."
By the way, when you call these, these phone sex lines, it always starts the same. With a whore going, and then she'll start talking.
I'm here with my panties.
You already have them. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy is calling a phone sex line, he's already in the mood. You don't have to try so hard.
"I'm here with my panties around my ankles as I wait to release my golden stream. Well, I don't know how much longer I can hold it. I'd love for you to watch. I want you to see me let go. Let me stand up a little so you can see the sweet pee streaming and then dribbling out the last of it as I look into your eyes."
Oh, sound effects and everything. Like, I like that she says dribbling down her leg.
"That feels so good, baby. Now here I am, dripping wet all over. Maybe I could squat over you while you stick it in."
Maybe.
"Your credit card, that is. Just $1.99 per minute for hot amateur talk and voice personal. And only $3.99 per minute to talk live one-on-one with a nasty girl who'll do anything you want."
Now, naturally, I started out with, disgusting terms like scat and shit and stuff. But then I moved on to more generic sex terms. And phone numbers like 1-877-NUT-BUST. I was surprised to find out, though, that wasn't a phone sex line.
"Free 411.
Yes, it's a 411 line. I'm pretty sure operated by Verizon.
"Make the internet work for you with Verizon websites powered by Intuit. Build a website easily and get your business listed on search sites so new customers can find you."
Home run, Verizon. Nabbing that 877-NUT-BUST line.
"It's free for 6 months when you sign up for Verizon high-speed internet and phone. Press the star key now to get the Verizon Total Solution.
I wonder what else. What I wonder what else Nutbust spells out on the keypad. I mean, they couldn't have thought that. Yeah, we've got to get Nutbust 877 Nutbust for our information line. Verizon fail. I've got a movie trailer from a film written, produced, directed, and filmed in Uganda. Or Uganda. Take a listen.
I'm on the movie industry, but I say no. Action-packed movie.
Action-packed movie.
I'm on film production.
I want to hear that again.
Action-packed movie.
Action-packed movie.
I'm on film production. I'm on film production. I'm on film production. Action-packed movie.
Action-packed movie.
Captain Alexi. The rescue team. Soko la bekweno, Baba. Nani stopi deadly actions. Movie.
Like, he only knows very few English words, and he's just going to keep saying it over and over and in, you know, different configurations. Action-packed movie. Movie. Action.
Nani stopi deadly actions.
Packed action.
Movie. Kugambe oja bari yo kifuno kubambara moni film production. And Mr. P bed le kiksi.
It actually looks pretty good. I mean, you know, for a crappy little film. Lots of action. It's action packed a movie.
Yes, to watch. They turn off Uncle Benon. Movie.
Movie.
Ugandan movie. Naga mechina Uganda.
Action packed.
Tulebe film is about
action movie packed.
Western. Eno ya njauro. Eno ya njauro njauro kundara. Hello. Eju tomu kono wabri.
Why is he even saying any of these words in English? Like, is he trying to get the American market interested in this crap? That's okay. We'll just sit back and enjoy our, you know, $100 million blockbuster. Pretty much your film was shot on, like, Super 8 or something like that. Moving on now, here is a compilation of some incredible orgasming from a guy. I think he's having sex with a dying cat or something. Doesn't sound good. And she farted there. There he goes. Sounds like a ninja or someone doing karate or something. Weird Jackie Chan film. This goes on and on. Apparently, this is just a normal couple who videotape them themselves having sex and then sell those tapes online. Oh, for the Christ's sakes, okay. In one of those, he kind of sounded like a turkey. Like he was a little wobbly there, or warbly, or something. Okay, get the idea. Orgasm strange. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up fucked up news right now.
Hey, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-SNOT-SEX. I've got a boogie in my nose I want you to pick. Hot, mucusy girls just waiting to blow their wad on you. Rub that greenish-yellow slime into your cock and then shove it into my snatch. Enter your Visa or MasterCard number now while I snort out a big, long, stringy snot rocket for you.
Yeah, it's easy to be a phone whore.
Hey, baby.
That's how they all start. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. Did a weekend podcast for Sideshow members on Sunday. Got a video cast lined up probably tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing an extended show as well. great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, you know, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts, all that sort of good stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the UK. Pause for me to swallow. I say that a lot in my personal life. I suck a lot of dicks. No, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, the story comes from the UK. A 9-year-old girl has been seriously injured after being thrown 110 feet into the air inside their bouncy castle by a freak gust of wind. Alyssa Berry and her 11-year-old sister Jessica were playing on the structure in their backyard when a microburst is thought to have torn through their street at a speed of 160 miles per hour. The bouncy castle was tied down, but the force of the wind sent it flying into the sky, with their father desperately chasing it. Can you imagine? You know, you're a neighbor or something, you just see this guy chasing a giant inflatable castle. And what happens if he, you know, caught up to the castle and grabbed it by one of its ropes? It's just going to drag you along with it. It's an enormous structure. The bouncy castle was tied down, but the force of the wind sent it flying through the air. Neighbors looked on in horror as the fully inflated structure sailed through the air with its engine still attached. Jessica was thrown out almost immediately, but Alyssa was stuck inside as it took off 110 feet into the air and threw her out onto a neighbor's roof. Holy fuck! It is thought her father climbed up on the roof, then held his bloody daughter in his arms while neighbors called for help. The terrifying incident happened in Arizona. Oh, I thought this happened in the UK. I apologize. It kind of makes the story even better, huh? Yes, the terrifying incident happened in Arizona, as much of America was battered by brutal high winds. Alyssa was taken to the hospital with serious head injuries and concussions. Her sister was in shock, but otherwise unharmed. The girl's grandmother said that Alyssa is awake and in the hospital. She opened her eyes and said, "I love you, Grandma." The father also hurt his ankle while chasing the bouncy castle. It is thought that the family had put up the bouncy castle for a birthday party. Best birthday ever. When the wind picked up, neighbor Tanya Rarich said she saw it flying through the air with its motor still attached. "It was fully inflated," she said. "It hit the side of my house so hard it would have killed her. I've never seen wind like that before. It came and it was gone in maybe less than 2 minutes. It was over. There was a child on the roof." Northwest Fire Captain Adam Goldberg said he had never seen an incident like it before. The jumping castle essentially took about a 100-foot ride, ending up on the house you see behind me, he said, pointing to the neighbor's roof. Just above the window, and to the right, you can see there's about 20 roof tiles that have been damaged as a result of her impact. The National Weather Service said that gusts in the area were 30 miles per hour that day. Locals, however, said it was more like a microburst, a tornado-like event where winds can gust more than 160 miles per hour. There you go. Bouncy castles, the silent killer. All right, second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Look, I don't understand animal fuckers, but at least, you know, if you're going to plow into an animal, pick one that can handle your cock. I mean, a chihuahua is just, it's too little. You must have a really tiny penis, sir. An Oakland Park man has been arrested after he sexually assaulted his roommate's dog. Thomas Bautista, 40, was arrested on a charge of animal cruelty, a third-degree felony. Bautista's roommate told Detective Bautista was drunk when he returned home Thursday evening, so he told Bautista to go to bed. Detective said Bautista told his roommate that he was going out outside instead. The roommate's dog, a Chihuahua mix named Mimi, followed Bautista outside. Oh, no. A short time later, the roommate heard Mimi yelping. So he went outside. Okay, dogs don't yelp when they're fucked in the ass. I have two Boston Terriers, which are little dogs. And I haven't fucked either one of them. But what I'm saying is, Walter fucked Willie, my other Boston Terrier. And it was a... it was a blood-curdling scream that Willie emitted, and then a trail of shit and blood for the next hour. It was kind of hot, actually. Yes, Bautista passed out with his pants down. He's done. He came. tired, take a nap. And Mimi running away from Bautista. Mimi was bleeding, so the roommate called 911 and took the dog to an animal hospital. Detective said Bautista later admitted to sexually assaulting Mimi. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida this week. Finally today. Oh, wait, apparently there's some other stuff happening in our most fucked up state.
Florida.
Yes.
Our most fucked up state.
It is a very, very busy week. A St. Cloud man is accusing a South Orange County company of negligence after one of its peeler machines... Oh, this can't be good. Yes, after one of its peeler machines cut off his penis in an industrial accident last year. Eduardo Tuseyeshvarere, 44, was injured January 13th, 2010, at Future Foam Carpet Cushion! That's a very high-tech company. Future Foam! The future of foam is happening right here! Yes, Future Foam Carpet Cushion. After he removed a foam core from a machine with a steel blade that is used to cut blocks of carpeting foam. Right? He was not trained in operating the machine, and the maneuver he performed at the request of supervisors activated the equipment. The man, an employee of Spartan Staffing, was a contract worker at Future Foam! Officials with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration cited Future Foam for 10 serious violations stemming from the January 2010 incident. OSHA, the federal agency charged with investigating workplace injuries, proposed fines of $42,000. Records show that the staffing company paid the man $520 for ambulance costs in 2010. He filed for additional workers' comp benefits. Oh my god, sue for millions! It's your cock! The most precious part of your body! The suit also claims employees had improperly removed a protective guard from the machine. The medical status of the man, who is referred in the lawsuits as Eduardo Tucid, is not known. He claims that Future Foam had a duty not to behave in a manner that was virtually certain to result in death or injury to workers. The surgically sharp steel blade sliced through Tucid's pelvis, cutting off his penis and testicles, while virtually cutting his body in half, the lawsuit states. Holy shit! Quote, Future Foam was aware of prior instances in which workers had suffered injury or death due to insufficient, tampered with, or missing protection on this type of machine. The company's maintenance and repair staff had failed and or refused to properly upgrade the guarding. The lawsuit also includes a negligence claim against Baumer of America, the company that manufactures the peeler machine. Legal documents show that in addition to the negligence claims, the man is seeking punitive damages of more than $15,000. That's it? $15,000 for disfigurement, loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life, medical expenses, loss of earnings? Come on, it should be $15 million. His attorney, Gene Odom, was unavailable for comment. Future Foam is based in Iowa, but has companies across the country, including the subsidiary in Orange County. Baumer is a German company with offices in New Jersey. So there you go. That, watch out for those fucking peeling machines. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is a very special time of the program where my listeners can speak to me, media darling Tim Henson, directly. If you'd like to participate and have your voice heard on this fantastic program, just call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. Leave a message, and in a month or two, I will probably get to your call.
Tim.
Yes.
This is the white man in Alaska. Yeah, I wipe sitting down.
Good for you.
Of course, I shit standing up.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that. Someone said that yesterday.
Hey, this is low-hanging tanks chiming in on the wiping, sitting down, standing up. Hellfire, man, I'm a pretty good-sized fella, meat and potato sort of guy, you know. I take the shit, man, I take the shit. And I'm sitting down, you know, I'm with you. I'm like, what the hell, it's crazy. Who stands up to wipe, right? Well, I took a rather juicy shit this morning. And on the fourth wipe, I stood up, you know, it was like a little kind of, you know, reach around, you know, get the outer area sort of deal, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, I caught myself standing up on the fourth wipe on a juicy one. I don't know.
All right, well, that's interesting, I guess. Kind of like a hybrid wipe. He first wipes sitting down and then stands up. That's interesting, I guess. I actually stood up the other day because I ran out of toilet paper. And so I had to stand up and walk over in the room to the where the extra toilet paper was. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just finish wiping standing up. I kind of did what this guy did. I wiped sitting down and then, you know, finished wiping standing up. And then I took a shower because I felt dirty.
Hey, Tim, XYZ calling in
PDQ.
Today. I just heard that, like, Double Dream Hands audio guy, you know, the dancing guy.
Yes. Sugarfoot.
And, like, I think, you know, I was listening to that, and I wish, like, someone had, like, just cropped the Double Dream Hands audio. Like, I think that's hilarious.
Double Dream
then
Hands?
Then I thought, well...
Shoulder.
You know, why doesn't Tim just, you know, put, like, all the clips, you know, like, the I don't know, like some other kinds of classic DV clips, you know, just short, like the Satan Away. Like, why don't you just put like a page up the Satan Away? And then I realized, like, that would mean more work, so Tim wouldn't want to do it. Then I thought, why don't you just put it onto a CD and sell the CD? Because that way you'd have to do work, but you'd be making money. And dude,
I don't understand what you want. You want the Satan Away sound effect on a CD?
Timothy James Henson is Electro Baby. I just wanted to say thank you for playing my song on the Tuesday Extended Show.
Sure.
It means a lot to me, Timmy. Thank you.
Well, thank you for creating that. I love it when my freaks get creative.
Hey, Tim. It's Henry, underage listener from California.
California, eh?
I'm sitting here with my friend, and we're listening to your podcast on his computer, and we have pretty much all of your podcasts. I can't even date back to when, but... Like your new theme song, we like the old one.
Of course, because everyone hates change. No one can fucking deal with any sort of change. Whenever a website is redesigned, like Facebook or Google, you know, anything, people go nuts. Like, people can't handle a little bit of change. Although I will say this, Gawker really needs to fix their websites. Gizmodo, Lifehacker, all those websites. Just awful now. It's an awful redesign. But that's more of a usability, issue. You know, it's a pain in the ass.
Hello, it's me. It's going up, Monkey Overlord calling. Timothy, I couldn't help but notice on Friday when you were playing that choreographer, that sounds like he was giving instructions on how to perform special moves in a gay version of Street Fighter 4. Like, crank back, crank forward, stay low, double dream hands.
That's
how you perform the flame.
Double dream hands! Shoulder. Sugarfoot.
Hello?
I need to find more clips of him.
Hello, Timmy Faggot Boo. I was wondering, when are you going to have that delicious, lovely, faggot Roy Killer Ward back on?
I haven't heard from Roy recently. I should get in contact with him. It's about time he comes back on the program.
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
Why are all Jews niggers? Because they're ashy!
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Sideshow Freak Paul from St. Louis.
Hi, Paul.
Just want to let you know I'm also a wiper when I sit. In fact, when I was in high school, that got me into a bit of trouble because I was taking a deuce, and when I was wiping, I leaned my feet to the side to wipe, and a guy saw me from outside the stall and assumed I was masturbating, and the whole talk to the rest of the football team. And for the rest of the season, everybody thought I had jerked off before practice, and for some reason, nobody believed I was just wiping. And I was just wiping. Thanks for the show, Tim.
I don't think I've ever jerked off in a public... Well, that's not true. I did it at... I think when I was working at Real Talk in 2000, I did that. And then I think I also jerked off at the Medicare place I was working at. All those pictures of old women with sores on their thighs really got to me.
Timmy Boo. What it do? What the fuck, man? Fuzzy Man Peach. I am currently fucking losing my mind. I'm drunk as fuck.
Oh.
Anyway, I was gonna forge a fucking pussy fart, but I can't because I'm a male. But anyway, I need to know. I don't know why I need to know, but it's bothering me all day. If any males out there that listen to the show, any males, call in, leave a voicemail saying anything about boobs. If you had some boobs, like female boobs, on your back, on your front, on your lower torso, anywhere.
This guy is fucked up.
Would you play with them? Like,
of course you would!
How would you play with them?
Now it's getting creepy.
Fondling them. I don't know. Maybe
I try to put it in my mouth. Suck on my titties.
2011.
Sucking on my titties like dirty.
Cool Sunday. Think about it.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for those voicemails. Again, quantity over quality. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station. I'm not going to say all that shit. How do I know they're the most listened to station? Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?